So there's some general principles in homeopathy, and one, according to Organon, the first paragraph of the Organon is that we should be attempting to get a gentle cure. There's almost, in Chinese medicine, they have the yin and the yang as two polarities. You know, we have these as a duality. And there's homeopaths that are yin or yang prescribers. A yin prescriber is very passive. They participate the least amount. They try to interfere the least amount. A yang prescriber is very forceful and aggressive with their treatments. They try to make things happen the way they think they should. Okay? A yin would be more low potency, repeated doses. The yang would be more high, single dose. And they both have benefits, and I use both. I use more high potencies for acute prescribing. My first aid kit is a 200 kit. I found even the 30s, I have to repeat them too much. An acute disease, you have the person's vitality, and it receives a shock, whether it's an exposure to the cold or the wet. And that brings out an acute remedy picture with all its manifest symptoms. And the nature of that, the shock and the sudden onset and the state of the energy reflects the need for a high potency. And we go in and we neutralize that with a 30 or a 200. Okay? Very effective. You start using 6 C's and 12 C's in acute prescribing, you're just palliating. You're just hitting the surface. The energy is too strong and too disturbing. You need to go in and neutralize it, knock it out. In chronic disease, the chronic disease process is slow. It often comes on over years. It's ingrained in the person. It's fixed. They have fixed behavioral patterns, fixed desires, fixed fears, 10 years, 20 years, fixed pathology, organ disturbances. And I find that if you have a person here and their whole vitality is in a weakened state, and they have these fears and all these symptoms, that it's best to systematically remove it according to Herring's law in reverse order. So the person's health was up here and it deteriorated down to this state, now they have diabetes. So the cure on a different time frame would be to give the low potencies month by month and build back up their health. And I find, my personal experience, it's much more stable. So one of the benefits is you see less relapses. Here, I need some more chalk. You can give someone Nature Mirror 10M. And you will have all these yang effects, activity, aggravation, old symptoms coming out, crying, it's dramatism. And then all of a sudden it lifts and it's like a miracle. And if we constantly seek the dramatic side of homeopathy, we can run into problems. And then we start expecting it. We start saying if a person doesn't get aggravation, they're not going to get well. But nowhere in Organon have I ever read where aggravation is necessary to get well. Okay, it's the old moral story about the tortoise versus the hare. And that the hare is very active, you know, and runs and burns himself out. And the tortoise is systematically reaching its goal. Okay? And in here, we draw a graph here, and this is the symptom intensity, and this is time. With high potencies, you usually see something like this. You give a Nature Mirror 10M, the person's great for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. They get exposed to coffee or the remedy runs out, and they go all the way back to where they started. So 6 months later, you're at the same place you began, and you start all over. And they may be on a remedy for a year. And they may go through a couple potencies. You may give them a 200, it works 6 months. You give them another dose. 6 months later, it works 2 months. Then you have to go to a 1M. And after a year or two on a remedy, they're finally getting that layer removed. But you see relapses. And often you see the potencies run out. Okay, the higher potencies. But the low potencies, you usually see a graph like that. It may take 3 months. They may have to go through a 6C 3 times a day, and then go to a 12 and a 30, and then they're through with that. But the benefit I've seen is that they don't relapse. It's theirs. Okay, this situation here, you have a foundation. The person has something that's their own. It's not the remedy anymore. If you stop it, the remedy, they stay where they're at, and they would have to go through the same disease process to sink back down. Everybody follow that? If you look at it from an energy point of view, this is a person's vitality, and you stimulate it with a high potency. You will stimulate it up here. But this new level of vitality is unstable. It's easily antidoted. It's easily influenced by the environment. Okay? And if some stimuli from the environment comes, the person's vitality sinks back to the beginning, and you have to start all over again. But it's more dramatic, and it also makes people, clients, and patients more dependent on the prescriber, because the person has more aggravations and things, and they need more support and consolation through these problems. Okay? With the low potencies, you'll see as the weeks and months pass, their vitality builds up this way. And then you stop the low potency treatment, their vitality will stay there. So one of the benefits is stability of the vital force. It encourages independence. It encourages a person to cultivate and stabilize their own vitality. The gentle, soft stimulation of the vital force, to me, is superior than the shocking of it. And all these rules that we have about aggravations, improvings, and disruptions, and all the fears in homeopathy, are from these shock treatments. They're very effective, but there's a lot of unnecessary rules and things to worry about that we shouldn't have to be concerned with. So less relapses because of more stability. Another one is less interference. You're very limited with high potencies in who you can treat. I mean, 50% of my clients are on medications, okay? Or coffee, or cigarettes, or whatever. So that eliminates a lot of people that could be benefited by homeopathy. So this is a very important point. So you give them a 10M and they're on cortisone or prednisone, or they have asthma and they need their medication. And you're going to shock them and stir it up. And then we have to convince them that it's good for them. Okay? And we should be asking ourselves, is it necessary? It's the American mentality, to go get them, to confront, to fight the disease. Why do we have to fight the disease? I mean, what's the disease process? The disease process, according to homeopathic philosophy, is the person attempting to heal themselves. And we have to help it. And helping it is the opposite of fighting it, okay? Shocking the vital force back to health can be done, or gently stimulating it to recover on its own. So we're not so worried, I mean, about coffee, drugs, perfumes, and these things. And that's a big trip to put on a lot of people, especially when they're new to homeopathy, and they don't really understand. And you eliminate all these things and then give a high potency and all that, especially the children, or a very ill. Overstimulation can be weakening. So it opens up a lot of cases. The remedies work well. It doesn't matter if someone's on penicillin, cortisone, Premarin, birth control pill. They don't have to stop those to get benefit from homeopathy. They should stop those after they see improvement with the remedies. I see very few crises. I used to see a lot, but I see very few now. Someone has asthma, I give Arsenicum 6C, and they take it 2-3 times a day for a month. They come back and, you know, they're 50% better in general with their asthma and their overall vitality and everything else. And during that month, they start weaning off their medications, and they come off smoothly and gently. So to me, that skill, the skill in homeopathy, is to cure someone without them hardly noticing it. And then it's the most natural and the most gentle.